This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarshow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast. It's true what they say, I guess. There's no money in curing people, but there's big bucks in treating them. I'm just wondering out loud if that's why Joe Biden is limiting the number of antibody treatments headed to Florida. Listen to Jen Psaki currently dismiss the idea that such treatments are as good or better than the vaccines currently on the market. And keep in mind, too, we're not very far away from being told a fourth booster is needed to save lives.
What the FDA is making clear is that these treatments, the ones that they are fighting over, that the governor is fighting over, do not work against Omicron, and they have side effects. That is what the scientists are saying.
Jen, I got the treatment you're talking about that you're dissing. I'm still here, and I'm doing fine. You can't say that about everyone who took the shots you're pushing. Check the VAERS reporting system if you don't believe me. It's run by the CDC. And as for the so-called scientist Psaki is referring to, Governor Ron DeSantis pulled back the curtain on those guys yesterday.
Now, they are relying on revoking this and pulling the rug out from under people on a single, non-peer-reviewed, non-clinical study that was actually done by a consultant for a rival company to the other two monoclonal antibody treatments.
Listen to The Howie Carr Show today at 3 or watch the show live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.